Peace, love, friendship, and food have come together at an urban farm in Pittsburgh. What began in 2018 with a plan of 10 raised beds has grown to 80. Tarina J. Hicks of Soul Pit Media visited the site to learn more. It's the first in a four-part series, Sowing Soil with Soul, in partnership with Soul Pit Media.
The Peace and Friendship Farm sits on a busy street corner in the Hill District neighborhood of Pittsburgh. On this August day, the fence is broken down.
A vehicle smashed through our gate that we used to keep the deer out. So now deer have been walking in here and we can kind of see some of their trackers. I'm not really a hunter or a tracker, but I know deer footprints when I see them, right? And you can see all of them walking up in here. So yeah. It's like they came right to this space specifically.
Yeah.
That's Kent Bay, the president and CEO of Project Love Coalition, which owns and operates the farm. Despite the deer getting in, the raised beds are full of vegetables. I ask him, what's growing?
So what we're looking at now is corn back there, as well as a lot of tomatoes right up under your arm. And these two rows here are all tomatoes. And what's in front of you is all melons. So we have cantaloupe melons here, as well as watermelons.
This urban farm does more than grow vegetables. It has a special mission.
We are a veterans advocacy organization. We advocate on behalf of veterans in the areas of housing, workforce development, and community building. Pretty much have like almost like a quarter acre over here that we're working with to do different things to help educate veterans on how to become entrepreneurs in the agricultural industry, either as farmers or ranchers, or just to learn a new job skill through workforce development and agriculture.
How has the community response impacted you? Has it encouraged you to continue on with this venture, with this project?
The community has been very receptive, especially a lot of the old timers, you know, because what we're doing here, many of them come from down south, like my family. We come from down south, the agricultural belt. And as we were migrating up north, we ended up in the Hill District. I used to watch my grandmother and some of the other old timers next door. And anywhere they had a patch of dirt, they would throw some seeds down there and they'd be growing their tomatoes and peppers and collard greens. Those were some of the most delicious tomatoes I ever had in my life. They were just so delicious. All you needed was just a sprinkle of salt. And I would just sit up under my grandmother, let her do all the cutting, and give her the look when I was ready for another slice. Yeah, me and my grandmother were the best of buds.
So how do you see your project as building equity in the community around the issues of food here?
We're drawing attention to the fact that there are needs that we would like to have addressed. And we're creating a platform for people to gather and to be able to share their thoughts in regards to what are their concerns. And certainly this opens the door for people to understand that, look, we need fresh fruits and vegetables in our own neighborhood. We shouldn't have to travel outside of our neighborhood to just get fresh fruits and vegetables.
Has anyone from the community come to help you with this garden? Do you have a team that helps you with the vegetation and so forth?
Since everything is on a volunteer basis, I don't get paid to do this. I trick myself into coming here all the time by giving myself a fancy title of executive steward, right? Because it just sounds so fancy and it makes me feel impotent. So, you know, I come here and, you know, I feel good about what I'm doing, opening the door for the neighbors in the community to come on through and express interest of wanting to grow some okra, some tomatoes, some collard greens, you know, stuff that are very popular with people of African descent in the neighborhood, and you know, let them know that, hey, the opportunity is there, and as soon as they can slow down from their life of hustle and bustle, guess what? We'll be here. Come through every Saturday morning around 10, 11 o'clock, guess what? Get your hands ready to get dirty and throw some seeds in the ground. You take care of it half of the time, and I'll take care of it the other half of the time, and we could work it out like that.
When I leave Kent, he gets right to work.
Let's see if we can get it started.
That was Soul Pit Media's Tarina J. Hicks with Kent Bay at the Peace and Friendship Farm. Bay's also a military veteran and tells us the farm is run by veterans and that Project Love Coalition is building capacity to launch an agricultural business training program for veterans next year. That story is the first in a four-part series, Sowing Soil with Soul, in collaboration with Soul Pit Media. The series highlights Black urban farmers who grow food to sustain their communities. It was produced by Kathy Naur. Soul Pit Media has award-winning online, print, and podcast platforms. Its mission is to uplift the Black community in Western Pennsylvania and surrounding areas by telling their inspirational stories and sharing resources that educate, inform, and empower. Visit Soul Pit Media, which is woman-owned and minority-certified, at thesoulpit.com. And look for the free quarterly magazine at locations around Pittsburgh and surrounding communities. Learn more about the collaboration at alleghenyfront.org/soul. Funding for the series comes from the Pittsburgh Media Partnership.